We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 7:15. I have Tommy Tucker, WWO, going to be hotter than hot can be, with hotness being hot as it's hot. Jim Nickel joins us, lobbyist with Corson Nickel. He represents FanDuel and DraftKings and other gaming interests. Jim, I'm running out of different ways to say how hot it's going to be. Do you have any words of wisdom, anything to help me?
Well, nothing you can say on the radio, I'll tell you that. Well, at least not on commercial radio, maybe satellite radio. But no, it is brutal. Brutal.
Do you play golf or anything?
I do play golf, and this is the kind of time of year where it's so suffocating. I'll be straight up with you and your listeners, like I always am. I'm heading to Rhode Island. I'm going there for a couple weeks.
Are you?
It's about 70. Yeah.
Good for you,
out of here, man. It's too hot.
Good for you. Can you play some golf up in Rhode Island or not?
Yeah. Play some golf up in Rhode Island. It'll be about 70. Well, I don't want to say it. Your listeners will get mad. It'll be about 78 degrees. I might have to wear a sweater in the evening. Just depends on how
it's
come off.
Just stop. Are you trying to anger us now? Really? Is that what you're trying to do? I love golf, but when it's like this, I can't do it. And I mentioned earlier in the week, I used to live in Las Vegas for a while, and I played golf when it was 117 degrees, and these people would tell you it's a dry heat. So's an oven. An oven is dry heat, and it's just miserable. And the reason I was playing is because it was cheap, because the course is wide open, because, again, it's 117 degrees, and anybody with any sense wouldn't be out there playing golf.
That's enough of that.
Man, you know what? We're going to live vicariously through you going to Rhode Island. Bring your sweater, Jim. Louisiana Gaming Control Board has a new director, Ronnie Johns. This is an interesting story. I don't know if you want to get into any of this or not, but I'll tell the public that, you know, Ronnie Johns is a Republican. He had to skip the veto override session because of knee replacement surgery, which, by the way, I've had, and given the timeline, I probably would have been able to make it to the veto override session. But look, everybody heals at a different rate. So who knows what was going on, but Ronnie Johns did resign his seat as Louisiana senator. And after that veto override session was over with, and he was not there to vote, he was named the chairman of the state gaming control board. So I guess things occasionally work out. I hope with his new knee, he'll be able to get to the office. Now that I got my tongue out of my cheek, let's talk seriously about.
Yeah.
Did you want to weigh in on any of that at all, Jim?
Well, you know, I've known Ronnie Johns for about 30 years, and one of my best friends is an orthopedic surgeon. Knee surgery is not super complicated, but I'm sure your doctor told you when you had yours, the problem comes after, and that's infections and throwing blood clots. And Ronnie's 70-something years old, 71 or something like that, and I think his doctor was like, look, you're not going anywhere. You're not throwing a clot. I mean, not to add tragedy to our listenership, but Sam Jenkins, the state representative from Shreveport, who is the chairman of the Louisiana House Democratic Caucus, his wife had knee surgery in Dallas day before yesterday, threw a clot, and passed away last night. So it was a real tragic thing. So, yeah. So Sam Jenkins, who's a real gentleman, I mean, Republicans, Democrats will tell you Mr. Sam is a class act. But anyway, so Ronnie did what the doctor said. Ronnie's the new chairman of the Gaming Control Board. I think he's a great fit. I mean, he knows the industry. He's got integrity. He's trusted by all sides. And I think Ronnie has got the perspective that gaming is a legal business in Louisiana. It employs a lot of people. It pays a lot of taxes. So we have to regulate it, but we also have to allow it to prosper because it's a part of our economy, whether you like it or not. Some people don't like the oil and gas industry. It's part of our economy. We have to work with it. We can't just try to, you know, destroy it. So I think Ronnie's the right guy at the right time.
That's the same Sam Jones who was heavily involved in the
This is Sam Jenkins.
I beg your pardon. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right.
Yes.
So let's talk about Ronnie Johns. Too many names floating around here for me on a Friday morning. Let's talk about Ronnie Johns when we come back. And sports wagering, FanDuel. I know somebody involved with FanDuel. They said it's a lot of fun. You put up a little bit, and then you kind of keep score. The odds keep changing, or at least your chances of winning. They tell you where you would be if the event ended right then, which it didn't, but it's like an index, and it's all relative to everybody else's bets in the pool, and it seemed like a lot of fun for $10. So we'll talk about if you want to get involved in fantasy wagering, how do you do it, and then we'll talk about Ronnie Johns as the new gaming control chairman, and is that likely to speed things up a little bit? I'm hoping that it will, and we'll find out when we come back. 7:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 724, 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, July 30th, talking to Jim Nickel, lobbyist with Corson Nickel. He represents FanDuel and DraftKings and other gaming interests. Let me go to DraftKings. I know a friend of mine that got involved with some different things, the golf tournament, maybe the Olympics, and it is not what I thought it would be at all. It's I guess the easiest way to do this is what you download the app and then they show you how to do it.
Yeah. You download the app and you're going to have to enter some information there. They have some really sophisticated age verification software and identification software. Make sure it's indeed Tommy Tucker and that he is indeed of age to do it. And then they make sure that you're in the parish that's legal and then you're off. And so fantasy is different. And a lot of people don't understand that. It's more of a game of skill than it is when you do traditional sports betting. So, yeah, like take the Olympics, for instance, Olympic golf. I might pick Xander Shoffley and Rory McIlroy as my team and play against you, and you would pick, two other golfers, and whoever scores the best wins that contest. And you and I would probably end up in a contest with 20 other people, 30 other people, and some people set up their own league. So you and I could set up the Tucker Nickel League, and all our friends would go online, and we would have a password just for us, and we would play against each other. And it's a pool. It's like a power mutual bet. All the money goes in, and then all the money goes out except for a handling fee by DraftKings, which is different than saying I'm going to bet $100 on the Saints to win by six.
Right.
That's a different bet completely, yeah.
And you're getting updates throughout the event where you see where you stand, and almost like a horse race. It's a bad analogy to use, but if it stops right now, you'd win this much. Of course, it's not going to stop right now. This is the place you're in might
right.
be a more accurate way to put it. But you should check that out because it is a lot of fun, and it doesn't cost really a lot of money. Let's talk about sports wagering and Ronnie Johns is the new gaming control board chairman. Is that going to speed things up, you think? Jim, it seems to me like it would.
I think it will. I mean, I think the gaming control board will trust him, and I think the staff knows that he has Ronnie Johns. Remember, Ronnie Jones used to be the gaming control board chairman, thus the confusion.
What did I say just now?
You said Johns. You said it right.
Okay.
I'm just clarifying
right.
for others. So,
please.
Yeah, he's probably got the cachet with all the interest groups and the stakeholders and the governor to move the envelope, push the ball a little bit faster and make sure that, well, I think the game plan right now, they meet August 18th, and the game plan now is to pass what they call emergency rules, which means the rules go into effect immediately. It's not the normal 90-day waiting process. And that will allow all the different operators to apply and get started, and then they can come back and revise the rules as they go. So I think he's trying to jump start this thing as much as possible. But COVID-19 and the Delta variant is throwing a curve at the Gaming Control Board staff, the state police. You know, these casinos are regulated, very heavily regulated. They may be having to go back to mask requirements and things of that nature. So it's unfortunate that he's coming in at a time when it may be that COVID takes some of him and his staff's time. But I'm still encouraged and confident we get it done in August and we get up and running. Hopefully, mid-season, October, November.
Let me talk to Jim Nickel personally here for a minute, because you seem like a positive guy. You're a very knowledgeable guy. How fed up are you with this COVID deal? And And how do you see this playing out eventually, and where we wind up with this thing and when we put this behind us? I know you're not a physician, but you're a worldly man. You know stuff. Tell me what you think.
Well, I mean, you know, I trust the science, and I know it's a hot topic, and I listen to your show, and I just think the more people get vaccinated, I'm going to get a booster when it's available. I just think the more we can do to keep ourselves in commerce, the better. And look, I respect the right of people that don't want to get vaccinated. Understand that. I don't understand it, but I respect it. Right. And so, but the honest answer to your question is, I think we're going to be fighting this thing off and on for at least the next couple of years. There are going to be different variants that come out, and we're going to have another, you know, but if we stay in front of it somewhat with vaccines and boosters and other protocols, I think we can get back to pretty normal. I mean, I think, you know, look, people are flying. I flew last weekend. Airports were packed. Restaurants are rolling. So I'm encouraged. I just think it's new, it's different, and it's scary, and it's going to take a while, but I have confidence we're going to be okay in the long run.
And unlike you, Jim, it's all about commerce to me and business, because, you know, that's what the country is all about, and that's what pays bills and salaries and all that stuff. So thank you, Jim. Right. Have a good time in Rhode Island. Travel safely, all right?
All right, Tommy, all the best to you and your listeners. Y'all have a great weekend.
Fairways, greens, and three putts. I had to add that on to my wish for you. We're going to take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.